Retribution by John Frame, narrated by John Delano Ziegler, Jr. We look with tired eyes at the sun slowly waning, painting the skies with color raging. Masasa trees burning red herald in another season, yet already so many dead in the name of freedom. Are we being misled, and will this conflict deepen? The battle raging around us has no end in sight. This scorched land has had enough, or is its destiny to witness this continued fight? Chapter 1, September 1978. The Zipper gorilla heard the sound of the plane before he saw it. A gentle breeze swept across the Zambezi Valley, carrying light relief as the heat of the day disappeared as fast as the sun sank towards the horizon. The gorilla, raising his hand, shielding his eyes from the sunset, searched the cloudless northwestern sky that was painted with an orange hue. "Oh, I see it!" The plane climbed skywards in the distance. It would be overhead within a minute. Timing was critical. Months of arduous weapons training automatically kicked in. Moving quickly to remove the weapon he carried on his back, he knelt down to take off its protective cover. After activating the power supply to the missile's electronics, he looked up anxiously to see where the plane was. His pulse raced. It was making ground on him. The plane, with its four turboprop engines, was clearly visible. He wiped his sweaty hands against his jacket before looking to see if the gyros had stabilized. They were. Remaining kneeling and oblivious of his comrades, who were standing nearby, encouraging him to speed up the process, he lifted the canister holding the missile and placed it on his right shoulder. "The plane is near! Hurry, comrade!" shouted one of them. He searched for the plane through the sights, but could not find it. Looking up, the blue and white tail markings and the name emblazoned on its side, Air Rhodesia, was clear as the plane soared overhead. Looking back through the sights, he tracked his target before slowly pulling on the trigger until there was resistance. The electronics activated, locking the missile onto the target. A red light came on in the sighting mechanism. His heart pounded in his ears. Beads of sweat ran down his forehead. The buzzer sounded a moment before the green light came on. Then he pulled the trigger hard. The rocket left the canister with a whoosh as it streaked skyward. The comrade saw the missile flash out of the tube before he lost his balance and reeled backwards. The booster burned out as it left the launch tube. The two forward fins on the missile unfolded to assist it steer towards the plane. The four rear stabilizing fins engaged, its self-destruct mechanism activated. The rocket's sustainer motor fired, and the missile leapt to 430 meters per second. At this point, the plane was doomed. The missile's passive infrared seeker head had detected the radiation emanating from the plane's engines. Speeding skywards, the missile developed a wobble as its seeker head calculated the navigation coordinates for all four engines. The wobble sped up as the missile neared the plane. The five gorillas emerged from a clump of trees and gathered around their fellow comrade as he clumsily tried to get up off the ground. "Aw, look at it go to the sky! It will hit the plane!" shouted a gorilla with eager anticipation as he pointed his AK-47 rifle towards the plane. The bang was audible when the SAM missile struck an inner engine near its exhaust. Instantaneously, flames poured out of the engine, changing its sound, and the mortally wounded plane began to fall earthwards. Elated, the comrades stamped their boots on the ground, chanting their revolutionary songs, their AKs held above their heads. All the while, they watched the plane disappear over the line of hills, leaving a sad trail of black smoke to mark its final descent.
"Shall we go and find the plane now?" queried one comrade. "We must see what..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?